so sure of yourselves, the woman said. She gave Kelly a sly look as she cuddled the baby. So stupid. Your starships have been fighting amongst themselves. Did you know that? Razor's neural mnemonics optical monitor program reported more people who were appearing from the houses. What do you know about it? We know what we feel, the pain and the iron fire, their souls weeping in the beyond. Can we check? Kelly asked urgently. Not from here. The woman laughed a nervous cackle. There aren't many left to check, my dear. You won't hear from them again. We're taking this planet away, right away, somewhere safe, where the ships can never come to find us. It will become paradise, you know, and my baby will be with me always. Razor regarded her with a chill of foreboding. Yes, you are a part of this, he said quietly. The yellow target graphics locked onto her torso. What is happening here? We are come, and we are not going to leave. Soon the whole world will be hiding from the sky, from heaven, and we shall live on in peace forever. There will be more of this red cloud? The woman slowly tilted her head back until she was staring straight up. Her mouth fell open as though in wonder. I see no clouds! She started to laugh wildly. Razor saw Ariadne had reached the hacienda. The ranger scout was bending over, scraping at the wall with some kind of tool. Sewell was standing behind her, the long gauze rifle barrels he had plugged into his lower elbow sockets, swiveling from side to side in an automatic sweep pattern. Ariadne, Razor bellowed. Get back here, we're leaving now. A woman's laughter chopped off. No, you're not. She dropped the baby. It was Razor's infrared sensors which caught the change. A wave of heat emerged right across her body and started to flow like a film of liquid, rushing along her arms as she brought them up, becoming denser, hotter. His left forearm's gauze gun fired 5 electron explosive rounds just as a white light ignited around her hands. There was 3 meters between them. Impact velocity alone would have been enough to tear her body apart. With the EEs detonating as well, there was nothing left for the last 3 rounds to hit. Kelly's armor hardened protectively as the blast wave slammed into her. Then she screamed as a jet of spumescent gore slopped across the front of the paralyzed fabric. Sewell, zero the area, Razor shouted. The twin heavy-caliber Gauss rifles the big combat-adept mercenary carried began to blaze, squirting out a barrage of EE projectiles. Emerald-green laser beams emerging from Razor and Ariadne snapped on and off, traversing the clearing in a strobe waltz as their lighter weapons picked off targets. Kelly's armor unlocked. She fell to her knees, centimeters from the baby. Her hand went out instinctively, twitching the blood-soaked lace aside to see if it was still alive. There was a venal inside the wrap. The little Xenoc creature had been distorted, its vulpine skull swollen and molded into a more globular shape, scales melded together and stretched. They were losing their distinctive blue-green pigmentation, fading to pale pink. Its forepaws had become chubby, tiny human hands scrabbled feebly at the air. Squeals of terror emerged from its toothless mouth. Her neural mnemonics were unable to quell her stomach spasm in time. An emergency program triggered the shell helmet's quick-release seal, and the visor sprang open. She vomited onto the neatly mown grass. Sewell ran backwards across the grass, making almost as much speed as he could traveling forward. An autonomic locomotion program took care of that, guiding his feet round possible obstacles, leaving his conscious thoughts free to assist with target selection. The first fire sequence had ripped into the houses, smashing them apart in plumes of ionic flame and smoke. Even Sewell, who was aiming for maximum destruction, was surprised by the devastating effect the rifles inflicted. As soon as the first EE projectile hit the buildings, their bright colors switched off, leaving behind a neutral gray. The rifles laid down a comprehensive fire pattern. Walls and roofs buckled and collapsed, sending out billowing clouds of thick dust, Support timbers splintered, then seemed to crumble. Within seconds, the whole area had been reduced to pulverized rubble.